This is the Green Student Ministries High School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. We are committed to our students being known, knowing Jesus, and becoming kingdom workers. We hope this podcast serves to encourage, challenge, and to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. This is Green Student Ministries.
Man, it's so good to be here. It's so funny. Like, you guys don't even know. It is so funny to be here and just be with you guys. I remember, I grew up kind of at the chapel, like, in this room. There's a wheelchair underneath the stairwell over there, and it was in this room that I learned how to, like, balance on one wheel in the wheelchair. And so, it's just hilarious. And, like, when I graduated high school, I just kind of had this vision and this set that I was going to, like, go far away to school, and I was going to just, like, kind of keep on stepping, like, away from Akron, Ohio. Like, I love it here, but at the same time, I was like, I'd be okay never, like, living here. Like, I'll visit, but, like, living here again. And so it's just hilarious, guys. Like, I had a plan. Like, you guys have plans too. But God's plan is just, it's funny and it's awesome. And so with that, I'm here for you guys this morning. And I'm just so thankful. And so I've been on, like, a lot of Zoom meetings lately. Right, and you guys could probably, like, relate, maybe not anymore, but, like, COVID school. So, like, with these Zoom meetings, I could have the camera off and, like, be muted. And so I would just, like, be making a sandwich, like, cooking breakfast. I would be, like, cleaning my room and, like, just totally not paying attention, like, checked out. And, man, there's some meetings where they're like, hey, camera on. I'm like, dang it, like, I don't want to pay attention. Like, and so, like, maybe you guys during school, like, I'm sure you guys, the teacher was like, hey, have your camera on. And what that meant was, like, you had to pay attention. And it's just like, ugh. So I just want to tell you, you guys can come here this morning. Like, you can go through all the trouble of, like, driving, or maybe someone drove you. Like, you walked from that door and sat in these seats. But you can get here and still decide to turn the camera off and press the mute button and totally not engage. And so I'm just asking that this morning, that you guys would just ask God to say, hey, be expectant, that maybe he has something to say to me this morning. So I'm actually going to ask you guys to pray for yourselves. I'm going to give you just a minute to ask for that. So go ahead and do that now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness and just the opportunity to hear your word and be in your presence, Lord. So I ask that this time that you would open our hearts, open my heart, and that your spirit would just fill this room, and that you would let us just walk away. Just in any form, Lord, big or small, you just let us walk away changed and closer to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Cool. All right, guys, so like I said, I grew up, like, right around here, 10 minutes down the road. Man, I had just this, like, very cool, like, childhood of, I had all the, like, we went on vacations, right? At Christmas time, I got Christmas presents. Like, I was in sports and did all the fun stuff. And it was just, like, an older brother, two parents. It was just a very good, like, normal, suburban early childhood for me. So maybe, like, some of you are like that. Like, you can relate to me, and you're like, hey, there's nothing, like, in my life that I would really change too much, right? Like, it's, like, there's maybe a couple things, but, like, man, overall, I'm blessed, and this is good. And, like, maybe that's where you're at this morning. And so that's where I was, and then in what felt like a moment, like, everything changed. And so there was, like, three things that my freshman year of high school, I was 14 years old. And the first of those things was my mom. We had some, like, tests done and did some scans and things, and it was revealed that she had a pretty serious form of cancer. And so, I had no idea what this meant, right? Like, I was so young, I didn't know what that would mean for me, what that would mean for her, but, man, it would change so much. And so the next big thing, within that same year, my parents sat my brother and I down, and they were just, like, hey, we wanted to try and figure it out together. We wanted to try and, like, keep it just within us. We didn't want to tell anybody. But, hey, we have to tell you that our marriage is crumbling, and we don't know if we're going to stay together. And so within 3 months, my dad moved out of the house. And within that same year, my dad moved across the country. And all during this, my brother left for college. And so this normal suburban life that I just didn't even know that I really had, within a moment, changed into just me as a freshman in high school and my sick mom just in this house. So maybe that's where some of you are at this morning. Maybe you're in a situation where you came from a home right now that's like, it's not the best. You came from a situation or from some people that it's just not what you would choose. And it's maybe not even something that you did, right? It's just like you're born into something. And so like here's the story of our life, right? Like line by line. And like if I had a choice, like I'll just move that, like erase this thing, write this thing in, right? Like that would be what I would do, like change it up completely. So I just want to tell you, whether you're in a place that you can feel like you're blessed this morning and you wouldn't change anything or you would change everything, I have something to say for you today. And so I grew up here, right? And I accepted Christ like at Camp Carl, woo-woo, like go Camp Carl. so like in middle school, I accepted Christ. And for that reason, like I knew all the answers. Like I grew up with Christ. We kind of grew up in the church and I knew like the big ones. Like I knew, hey, like God has a plan for you and like, hey, trust in God. And so for me, like I was concerned, like facing all these things, I was like, oh my gosh, this is easy. Like God says to do this, right? And so I was like, I was just gonna keep on walking, keep on going. And it was all like, even though it was nothing like in me, it was outside of me. And so I could keep going on that, a good path, right? And so not only did I know like a lot of like the stack of answers, I knew like the answer. And I think like maybe not all of us, but majority of us, we know the answer. And so like whether you have a relationship, like you'd consider yourself a follower of Christ or not, I think if it was on a test and you had two choices, true or false, Jesus loves you. Like, not whether what you think about that statement, not like what you believe about it, but like you would all probably be able to guess that what the test wanted you to answer to that question would be true. And so I'm gonna walk through maybe the difference in the life, in the difference of just knowing that test question and being able to get it right on test, right, to actually knowing and believing the answer to that question. So for me, how this played out and all these things that I was going through is, I knew I needed to bow down to God, right? He was in charge and he had the answers. And so as far as I was concerned, like if I bowed down and I did these right things, like he would give me the answers that I needed to like walk through life and do the right things and on the test of life to get 100%. And like that was, like everyone around would be like, man, you did it. Like you got 100% on life. And so that was like kind of just my view of God. But what it really boiled down to is that my surrender to God was only as necessary and as far as it got me. And at this time, I didn't see it, but looking back, it was so clear that that's like what my heart was angled towards God. I wanted to follow him. I wanted to do the right things, but there was a selfishness in me that was my prideful view of kind of what my relationship with God should look like. And so all my life, I was asking questions, right? We all have questions. You guys are all asking questions. And they're good questions, guys. They're like the things that you're searching for, the search that you're on, like God put that in you. God put that in us. So that is a good thing. Like we're all thirsty for something. And so for me, I was like, if I have this thirst, it begs a question like, all right, what's gonna quench my thirst? And so picture like this well, okay? And so I knew at this point in life that this well had water in it, and it was God. It was Jesus. It was a relationship with him. And so I came up to this well, and I was like, man, I'm thirsty, water, like, cool, I found the well. I kind of just stood there, like kicked it a little bit, looked at it, and like didn't, I was like, man, the ground's dirty. Like, I kind of have to bend down to get a drink. Like, I don't want to get dirty down there. Like, and so I just like had this well next to me and just never like really embraced like actually drinking from like that well. And so in my thirst, I'm so thirsty, right? And so after not long, I started to kind of wander from the well. But you know what? Like, it was right there. Guys, I didn't wander that far. And that's kind of how it works. Is it was an eye shot. And so I kind of wandered from the well from where I knew I should be. And like kind of how that worked initially was, man, maybe just in lust, right? And so I started to kind of watch some pornography. But like, guys, it wasn't a big deal because like it was just me. Nobody else like knew. It wasn't hurting anybody. It was just like just a little just over here. And then like, okay, that's probably not it. And so come back to the well and I'm over here and I'm like, you know what, I'm still thirsty. And so I began to wander like a little further from the well. And so it wasn't just this, but I was over here, and like in one of the relationships I was in, we started to cross some physical boundaries. But you know what? Like those people over there and like in the church, they really screwed up. So like I'm cool over here. Like they're like way, like I'm at least I'm in the eye shot. Like, man, those people. So it just started to get a little worse. And then I'd come back to the well. And so this cycle kept going on and on. And my heart just got harder and harder. And so I went from breaking some boundaries in the relationship I was in to breaking all of them. And then I went from breaking those boundaries in that relationship to breaking those same physical boundaries outside the relationship. And then I moved on from this relationship and went into another. And man, this girl didn't even like say she knew God or believe in God, right? And so was breaking those same physical boundaries with her, just had no self-control. And again, I was breaking those boundaries outside the relationship, being unfaithful and cheating. And you guys, that's all terrible, right? But you know the worst part of this? The worst part of this is I sat in those seats. I played on this stage. I hosted the Bible studies at my house. I went on the missions trips, right? I knew all the answers. And so I was living this twofold life. That I'd learned to perform perfectly for those people around me. And I just thought, like, man, no one sees me. And I fooled them. And the worst part is I fooled myself so bad that I had lied to myself about how bad things had gotten in my heart. And so let me just pause this morning and say that you can sit in the Bible studies, guys. Like, you can be here. Man, you can be here. But if you know nothing else, right? You can know all the answers, but please don't know anything else. Know that none of it matters unless you have first sat with the question and asked yourself, does Jesus love me? And decided an answer for yourself. Everything else, it doesn't matter. You could fool me. You can fool all of us, right? You can go through life fooling anyone you want. At some point, it will be revealed, but you can go a long time fooling people. And so I was in this place in college at this point, and I was miserable, right? Like, I was afraid to be known. I just, like, it had gotten worse and worse, and I knew the well was still there, but I couldn't come to terms. The strength to go back, the strength to, like, really reveal all these things to people. And so there was people that stood up here like me. And in college, similar like forums, similar seats, right? There's people that stood up here and they said what I'm saying. And they're like, hey, like God changed my life and he did some crazy things, right? And I was like, good for you. Like, but that's not me. So maybe this morning that's you too. And you're like, man, he's about to tell us something like, and that's not going to be me. Like my sins, they're way too bad. My situation, yeah, God's love does not apply here. I've already decided that. So I just want to tell you, like, please be willing to hear something different. Because I know I wasn't. So it feels almost like you're just at arm's length, right? God's purpose, you're at arm's length, and it's right there, but the fear in you keeps you from grabbing it. Like, you know what he has for you, but you're just stuck back. And so do you guys know where this led me? And do you know where it could lead you guys? C.S. Lewis says that the path to hell is gentle, without sudden turns or milestone, without signposts or warning. And so what that means, I know it's a big fancy quote. We could be on like a such gentle decline, like walking down the road of faith. It's just like slight, to where you don't even know that you're on a decline. And so eventually you're walking, and then time goes on, and you wake up, and you're in this valley, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, how did I get here? Like, this is not where I thought I was walking. And I am miserable. Like, I never thought this is where I'd be. And so that's where I found myself. I was at rock bottom, and I just felt so far from God. And like, if you felt an ounce of God's peace, you guys know that when you're far from him, it feels like the worst thing. And so I finally was able to look at how bad things were. And it was too much for me. Like, it was overwhelming, as it is. It was overwhelming. And so, like, I just ran back to God. I didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, hey, I don't know how this works. I don't know how to actually drink from the well here. Like, but I know you're the answer. So, like, I'm waiting here long enough. You need to tell me. And I was just miserable. So God, I started to kind of hear some of the things that he was asking me to do, and started to actually, like, realize that I had no control. And so I was like, God, I'm open. Let's go. Like, and so one of the things was I needed to get out of the relationship I was in. And so I broke it off with the girl that I was with. And then I went to some friends, like just a couple close friends that I trusted. And I told them everything. And guys, it's not like the confession where it's like, oh, and then you want people to, you're saying the thing that's bad, but like not too bad to where it like makes you look really bad. So like, you're like, oh, and people are like, whoa, he's so genuine and like vulnerable. And like, oof, I like that. No, it's like, this was a type of confession with these people that was ugly, right? I told them everything. Just these few close friends, I told them all the stuff that when it was hurt to come out of my mouth. It hurt to say. And so that's what that confession looked like. And so God began to do just amazing things. He began to kind of work those things out of me, give me more self-control, give me more just of intimacy with him, and more of a discipline with him, and more of just like a peace that he's the one in control. And so some months went on, good things are happening, right? And so maybe within the year, I run into the same girl. But guys, it's a mirror. Like, she, outside of me, she accepted Christ. Like, this is crazy. So like, it's so cool. But we began to talk. We're just having a conversation, and I had told my friends those things, but man, I had not told her kind of what I had done. And so it's a whole different story. Like, in my early years, like, there was a lot of sin happening around me. Like, I had to deal with the effects of a lot of brokenness of this world, but like, I didn't like do anything. So it was like, hey, it's okay. Like, I didn't do anything. Like, it's kind of just here. But it's a whole different story when you see your actions, your choices, your decisions, you see your sins and how they impact somebody, and you see the brokenness in them. And so, in like an ugly way, not even in an honorable way, because I wasn't expecting it, I wasn't planning it at the time to share these things, and so it just happened, and it fumbled, and like, it was ugly. But I shared with her how I had just cheated on her, and how I like just hadn't been treating her well. And guys, her response to me, she said, you know, I have not been a Christian for very long, but from when I look at your life, you're the farthest thing from one. And any honorable quality that I would want, you lack. Right? Yeah. I mean, and in that moment, God, like, she spoke to me, but God spoke through her. And whatever shield I had up in my heart, whatever hardness that had formed over the years, man, he broke like the last ounce of pride that I had to say that I was anything, to say that I was Christian enough, to say that I had any stake in earning God's love for me and being good enough for people around me. Like, it was broken. And so it was like another moment where I was like just broken. And I cried out to God and I said, Lord, I don't know how this works. I need you. And it's clear I'm not the one in control. It's clear I'm not good enough. And so it was confusing because all along God had been saying to me, and I say to you this morning, guys, do you know that God has such good plan for you? Do you know like the joy and the peace that he has planned for you? Do you know that he wants to use your pain? He wants to use your failures and your ugliness. Make it beautiful. Make it clear that he loves you and for you to take that love and go to other people, using you as an example of his grace, of his power that points people directly to him. He has a purpose for all of you in that way, that when someone looks at you, they see a life transformed. They see something different. And for those that know me today, you know that I'm not anything different. But God has chosen us. He has chosen me to show his grace in my life and change me in ways that I would never imagine. He's given me freedom, right? He began to change me more and more slowly to I'm at a point in life that I would never have imagined the freedom. I never would have imagined where he would take me, how he would use me, right? And so he has that for you guys. And all in this, I felt like this bulldozer in life. So I was in this bulldozer and I'm just ramming through everything in life in front of me. And I felt like everything I touched, I just left worse. But I knew I was keep going forward. But what happened, guys, there was a moment that I was able to look back and see that in my bulldozing and what I thought was happening in the view of myself, God actually leveled a field. And in that field, he brought up just the softened ground, brought up like flowers and trees, and he made beautiful things. People were saved that didn't know Christ. People's life that they were stuck in fear, they were able to cast it off and accept God's love and strength for them. These crazy things. All from my bulldozing and my perspective. So what I got to tell you guys is God can use you even in your failures, even in your screw-ups, even in the places that you can't even comprehend how it could be used for a good thing. He can use them for his will. And you know what's clear afterward? It's that you get to look back, praise God for what happened, but know that it was nothing in your strength. It was nothing you did, but it was all somehow God working through you, through the imperfection of who you are, to build his kingdom, to build what he needed to build. And so you see these big moments, I still need to help. Like there was a couple moments, and I think we all feel like, man, I have to like have this one moment and turn around and be perfect. Like I need one 180 and then like no more sin. But guys, I've had moments after moments. And God can, and like I even doubt, like is that moment real? Like when I accepted Christ, was that moment real? Yes, it is real. It's real, guys, but that's part of how God works in sanctifying us and making us more and more like him, is that every so often we look back and we realize we were so far from God and God's love was so clear and we just pushed it away. And so be encouraged this morning that like he can use you in those places. And just as much as in those dark days that I was humbled and didn't know what I was doing. that I need him just the same way now as I stand up here today. And so it's not only knowing that Jesus loves you and knowing the answer to that question, but it's knowing that you are loved and you are known, and sitting long enough to hear the answer and believing it and having a life where you walk believing those. So I had some scripture for you today, and as it usually happens, we're out of time. but I just want to, if you could go to, just the last, the second to last slide. One more before that, I'm sorry, I lied. this is Ephesians 3:18. And so I'm just going to read it for you guys. It says, and this is Paul praying for the Corinthians. And so this is my prayer for you guys this morning. He says, I pray that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so at the beginning, I kind of said to you guys, like, hey, there's a difference between knowing these things and believing them. And so if you notice, just zoom in here, it says, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. And so, like, to know the love of Christ, thank you. That's that first thing, right? True or false, Jesus loves you, got it. But it's interesting because Paul here, he says, it surpasses knowledge, right? Like, knowledge is on a test. Like, I know something that's, like, surpasses what I know. So this may be kind of confusing, guys, but I want you to know that. Sit and ask to know more than just the answer to the question. Get to know knowing Christ more than just knowing the answer. And what he has for you, the purpose he has for you guys, it's great. It's not anything that you would imagine or believe. And there's nothing like knowing the creator of the universe. So if you hear nothing from me, nothing else from me today, just hear, don't let your fears keep you. Don't let your fears keep you from living life with people. All these people next to you, they all got problems. I got problems. Sorry to say. And I guarantee that their problems aren't out of understanding of what yours are. So find some people, be known by them, and be known by God. And don't let fear keep you from living the incredible purpose that I promise God has waiting for you, each and every one of you. He created each of us. He has measured our days, not weeks, not months, not years. Each single day, I promise he has a purpose for. And so trust that he will be faithful with what he's began in you. And just sit that if you stare at your fears, you're going to be stuck. But if you stare in the face of God, ask the question, did he really die? Did he really raise from the dead? And is the God, the creator of the universe, and right now, like, we're getting to the part where, like, you've heard this 1,000 times, the knowing part, here's the difference, that you're going to, like, don't hear me and just check out right now because, oh, I've heard this. Like, that statement, you could never move on from that. You could sit there for eternity and go to the Bible studies, play in the band, do all the things. But that question, did he die? Did he raise? Am I forgiven? And is the God of the universe that created me in this world, is he actually involved in my life? So whether you know him now at all, or whether you just want to know him deeper, would you guys just join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you for just today. Lord God, I thank you for your redemption. Lord, I thank you that you use the foolish things in this world to shame the wise. You use the things that are weak and that are not to shame the things that are. So God, let us stop trying to become the wise. Let us stop trying to become the things that are. And let us be able to look internally, see the reality that we need a Savior every day. And God, we're asking the question, and we're waiting long enough for you to give us the answer. Do you love us? Are you with me? I believe that you are the answer. So God, as send them out, Lord, please just keep these things in their heart, Lord. I pray that you would have heard what you need them to hear and just live for a life of your glory. Pray this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Green Student Ministries High School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact us at gsm@thechapel.life or follow us on Instagram @Green Student Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.